We hope we're really going to respond to three key things. One is to rebuild the state, which has really been badly decimated by budget cuts. The frontline services are really struggling to just perform their duties. We hope it's also going to provide stimulus to the economy to help it grow and get out of the 1% economic growth rut. To also provide a pathway for employment for young people who are unemployed, to help reduce the 12 million people who are unemployed and give them an opportunity to enter the labour market. So for us, those are the key three things, and to give a sense of hope to society.
Yeah. Some concerns, obviously, around the state of the economy and the impact that that has on ordinary South Africans. And we've just spoken to an economist and who painted a relatively bleak picture in terms of looking at the budget from the perspective of debt servicing, unemployment levels, the lack of economic growth, et cetera, all being contributing factors to the state not being able, in his view, to be able to turn, turn things around and ultimately improve the lives of South Africans in a significant way. What do you make of a sentiment like that? And overall, from your perspective as a trade union federation, how is it that you view that particular issue?
No, look, we're going to remain in this crisis unless we begin to grow the economy. We don't have an expenditure crisis, we have a revenue crisis, and that's because the economy is struggling at 1% GDP growth. We have 41.9% unemployment. So we've got to get the economy growing. We've got to make sure businesses can operate. We've got to make sure workers are being hired and being paid. If we can do that, then things are going to be resolved. So for us, that's got to be the central focal point. And that's why we say fix the state, so provide the services, the support for the economy to grow, invest in the economy to help stimulate it, and also help create jobs. If we can do those three things, then things can turn around. But we don't think government can simply just keep cutting the budgets left, right, and center, because that's been done and it's not worked. It's made things worse. Doesn't mean we have to be reckless, but we've really got to ensure that we begin to turn the corner and deal the hard obstacles to growing the economy.
Yeah. On that particular issue, though, another thing that I think has a conversation that has popped up over the last couple of days as the budget speech is anticipated and we build up towards it has been the conversation around an increase in taxes, whether that is sin tax, a possible increase in VAT, a possible personal income tax increase as well. From your perspective, what do you make of some of the talk around that? And would that be something that you guys at Kusatu would be happy with?
I mean, look, we would not be happy with any tax increases, especially those which hit the poor. We would not want to see a VAT tax increase because that tends to be regressive and hurts the poor the most, who have the least disposable income. And equally, we would not support income tax hikes on the lower income workers because, again, they already are overstretched. They have so little money. They're struggling to cope with the cost of living increases. So for us, it's really about how do you cushion the poor, make sure the wealthy pay their fair share, but also fix the state. There's huge amounts of wastage in the state. So we've got to do things in a smart way. But I think for us, what we can't do is to continue on this path. It's not led us anywhere. It's going to get things worse unless we begin to decisively shift the corner.
Yeah, I want to talk basic income grant. It's something that, unfortunately, every single year for the last couple of years now, when we talk either State of the Nation or we talk budget speech, it's something that pops up because there was discussions around it. There was initial pronouncements about it, but we haven't seen much movement in that regard. From your perspective, what are you hoping for?
So we have managed to achieve, and the ANC has done well under the President Ramaphosa with the SOD grant. With all of its imperfections, its limitations, its challenges, it lays the foundation for a basic income grant. It's helped 8 million people who are unemployed. So we hope that, one, we retain it, two, that we adjust it from above inflation, and three, we begin to provide a path for it to reach the food poverty line, to make sure all persons who are eligible to receive it can receive it, and also to link its participants or its recipients to employment and skills and experience and training opportunities, so they can also help, be helped to find jobs. Because ultimately, you want to reverse the ratio of people who are working, which is 60 million, to those who are receiving social grants, which is 27 million. But in the meantime, we do need to give relief to those who are unemployed whilst we grow the economy, whilst we create jobs.